Any thoughts, prayers, or joys you might have this morning? Keep Tina's prayer. She got a scratchy throat. And Georgiana, if she continues to recover, she looks good and strong. Sandra?
Yesterday, Stanford had a service at Soldier Cemetery in Quincy memorialize the soldiers that went before, and today, this afternoon, we're going to be down at City Cemetery. The ladies group puts it on, but it's down at City Cemetery.
Is that the one in Tallahassee here?
Yes.
Yes.
It's down right behind the big church on Tennessee Street. But it's behind there.
St. John's?
Bethel. It's right on the corner.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. It's not this Bethel, the other Bethel.
Yeah, the other Bethel. But it's a big church, and it's behind there, and it's in the cemetery. There's a certain part of the cemetery that's specifically for soldiers.
Yeah, what's the name of the group you all involved in? What's the name of it?
Stan is involved in Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Yeah.
And they research and they get headstones for unmarked graves of people that have been in unmarked graves for over 150 years. But they do a lot of research, and the Veterans Association pays for the headstones, but they have to, it's done in Cherokee marble, which is very specific, and there's a lot of paperwork that they have to fill out, which Stan does a lot of that, and they have to have it shipped, and where Jessica works over at Thermo King, they truck them to that location, and then the guys have to go pick them up there because they have to bring them in
a lot of unmarked graves in our area here, and they particularly work on making sure that the soldiers of the Confederacy graves are marked, which is very important.
They also do Union soldiers.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, if you look around our graveyard, you'll see Confederate flags and American United States. And so it's important that they mark all the graves. Thank you. Yes, sir.
And one other thing, Stan is going to be going to Fort Walton this Thursday coming up. He's going to be gone for 4 days for his 50th high school reunion.
Oh, good for him.
And I will not be going because I don't have a lot of time built up yet at my job. So I told him to just go and have a good time with all his friends.
Good.
And leave me alone.
Well,